Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm the UK country manager for Pinterest.
So can you tell us what kind of things charities should be thinking about when getting started with Pinterest?
Yeah, I think for anyone, including charities, you should be thinking about getting your account verified as a business account. So make sure that when you set your accounts up, you set it up as a business account using the Pinterest for Business Centre. That allows you to verify your account. The reason you need to do that is twofold. One is that that reassures everyone that's visiting your account that you are the genuine charity. It allows you to have your URL for your charity plus your Twitter symbol. And it also allows you then to see your analytic data, which makes you understand more about what's viral, what's being repinned and what's being clicked and taken back to your website. So it really helps you to understand what are the pins that are inspirational, so that there may be a whole thread of pins that you do which are around inspiring people to get involved or to care. And then there may be other pins which actually are far more effective at driving traffic back to your site. And that will then help you to understand which ones, you know, kind of appeal to different audiences and how to tailor your content in the future.
So I probably started off on the wrong question. So in a way, can you explain what Pinterest is for those who are, even before that stage,
Absolutely.
Just getting started?
So to take a step back, I think, you know, some people have heard of Pinterest, some people haven't, but the people that have heard of it and haven't started using it often talk about it as a photo sharing site. We don't really think of ourselves like that. We actually think of ourselves as a discovery engine. And if you think about it as a platform for discovery, then it's a great opportunity for charities to get the word out about the cause that they're involved with. So what I would say is make sure that your account is set up in a way that all the links point to your website, to the relevant part of your website. There's not just images which don't take someone to any meaningful content. And think about each pin as an opportunity to reach a new audience. The way that users consume information on Pinterest is through their home feed. And that isn't then following brands necessarily or individuals. It's actually about individual pins. So make each pin count.
So what three tips? So you said make each pin count. What other things would you suggest that they should be thinking about doing, and how, you know, we've got a lot of social media channels out there, so how do they decide, or how should they be deciding that Pinterest is one of the channels that they should be putting resource into?
Yep, so I think there is a few things there. So one thing about Pinterest is that the content is evergreen. Where in another social media platform, maybe a tweet is just a few minutes of kind of useful life, and a post on Facebook may have a few hours where it's being seen. With Pinterest, the way that content is consumed is evergreen. So once you've made that commitment, you've put that pin live, people will see that from now to eternity. And it will depend on their own natural interest, what they're searching for, what kind of category browsing they're doing, about when they discover that.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.